Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happer and Shaper.
He says I take no joy in life.
I can see that.
Coming at you live from Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle, clown!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer.
You might want to look away for this.
Mike Shaper.
My boy's wicked smart.
This is Happer and Shaper.
All right, here we go. Final hour of Happer and Shaper. You're at 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Shaper with you. Like I said, no real roadmap for the hour. Ben Roethlisberger publicly indicated that he's going to hang it up after this year, which is at least a year too late.
Probably.
Are we mean, you know? Like, Ben Roethlisberger is like, I mean, he's had a great career.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, or debatable, whatever it is. Like, he's had a great career. He's been the face of a city and a franchise for a very, very long time now. And we're like, yeah, probably a year too late. I'm a jerk.
It's remarkable because if they win one more game, he will finish his career having never played below 500.
Wow. That's
which
really
is
great.
You can't say that about almost any other quarterback. So, like, that in itself, like, it, part of that is, you know, he's always been on well-built Steelers teams and well-coached and everything of that nature, but it's still, like, a remarkable achievement. And he's never going to be, like, I'm never going to put him in the same tier as Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, but he was really, really good, and he'll probably never get as much due for that. But you're right. It was maybe even 2 years too late. So it was rough last year. Like, when he fell
this
off,
year's been bad.
Because they started hot. Like, the Steelers were 9-0 at one point last year, and then by the time they got in that playoff game against the Browns, it was like they had no chance of winning this game. He was terrible.
They didn't look even close to a playoff team.
Right. And then this year,
and they were undefeated.
This year, every other week, like, they look terrible, and then the next week they'll look good, and then they'll look terrible again. They're a bizarre team for sure.
Texter asks, will all of your famous friends be stopping by? I don't have any famous friends, and I don't think anybody's stopping by. It's just us.
They all said peace. They're done. They got nothing left for us.
They're in the transfer portal, too.
We're all going to different schools.
I like your DB Cooper shirt today.
Thank you. Just going to go jump on a plane after this.
Kind of on the nose, yeah.
And in the Pacific Northwest with a bag of money.
Schaefer's not disappearing, though.
Who was it that we were having the conversation? Jake didn't know who DB Cooper was.
That's right.
And then we got into the conversation about the movie Strange Wilderness.
No, Without a Paddle.
Okay, so I did the same thing. Yes. I keep getting those two confused.
Yes.
That was another element of this show. We spent an entire segment on Without a Paddle.
Yeah.
Well,
we've spent entire segments on a lot of things.
Yeah, we're versatile. That's what I tell people.
Most notably, though, Without a Paddle.
That's one of them.
For sure.
The Full House.
Full
House is still the king.
Jeff Franklin.
Can we just get an Everywhere You Look? Can we get that going here?
Rico?
He's busy.
He can't even. We can't even bother him to listen to us on our last show.
He's mad at us. We're leaving. He's staying.
So, yeah, I don't know.
At some point, he'll know we're talking about him.
I don't think so. Usually, he'll turn around.
Do you think he's reading a mango?
Not sure. You would think that he would hear that.
Yeah.
At least at some point. At least 5 seconds later, because sometimes he can listen. He can listen live, like as we're saying the words. But the failsafe is you hear it through our phones, which plays our radio station, as everybody else hears it over the air. So somebody's hearing this, just out Rico.
Yep. Should we just wait until he acknowledges us?
No. It could be forever.
There's an update here.
To the Ben Roethlisberger thing?
No. To those that are interested about the Duke's mayonnaise dump. It will feature 4.5 gallons of mayonnaise dumped on the winning coach.
That's disgusting.
It will be after the trophy trophy ceremony in today's Duke's Mayo Bowl.
That's gross.
Yeah, well, it's look, you're either getting Shane Beamer or Mac Brown slathered in mayonnaise, and you have to accept it.
Mac Brown slathered in mayonnaise?
They can start calling him Mayo Mac.
That sounds like the worst possible thing ever.
That nickname or being slathered in mayonnaise?
I don't want to watch Mac Brown being doused in mayonnaise. No. Slathered makes it even more gross.
I'm very interested in this.
It in some sort of way. Like he's swimming around in it.
The whole thing about it, to me, that just sounds awful is like trying to get it off of you. It's like if you're ever cooking with butter and you get butter on your hands and it takes, like, it, you can't just, like, wash
your
hands.
Well, you can't even wash your hands because it's all oily.
Right.
It just doesn't wash off. You have to, like, scrub.
Is that what's going to happen with the mayonnaise? Mm. Incredible.
Mm. Gross.
A mayo bath.
Happers Beam Guy asks, Full House, without a paddle, Michael Keaton, what's fourth on the dumb segment, Mount Rushmore?
Okay, so Michael Keaton came out of the first text bag we ever did. I think so. Or one of the first days. One of the first two, yeah. What would be fourth?
Because somebody asked if or who would win in a fight, Jon Bon Jovi or Michael Keaton.
It is clearly Michael Keaton.
And they were both in their primes. And I said Jon Bon Jovi, but then we took off with the Michael Keaton thing.
Well, you said that there was an enhanced sense of Keaton, and then we got an argument.
I still think there's an enhanced sense of Keaton.
But then you learn that Michael Keaton knows kickboxing and trained to be Batman and clearly has...
Well, now we know that Michael Keaton is now reprising his role as Batman.
Is he?
Yeah. We said this the other day. There's like a Batgirl movie coming out.
Oh, yeah. I clicked on that link.
You did.
Yep.
So that was pretty stupid. Ending up on Without a Paddle because Jake didn't know who D.B. Cooper was. And Full House because of Jeff Franklin.
Which we don't have a fourth one that comes immediately to mind, or I don't.
No.
Maybe it's this one. At some point. Could be today's whole show. Could be this week's worth of shows, basically.
Yeah.
Could be the announcement of that the show wasn't going to exist anymore on the handoff.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm horrible. I am so bad at announcements. This is why I'm so bad at this right now. I don't know what to say.
If I knew it was going to go like that, I think I would have like been like, hey, do you want me to write something up for you to just read?
Great. That would have been a great idea.
I would have been happy to do it.
Yeah. Because you're a wordsmith. You can write.
I attempt, sure.
You are a professional writer of the internet.
This is true. I am published.
And
as my mom likes to tell people, Mike writes for the internet.
Mike writes for the internet.
So, yeah.
So that would have been nice rather than me kind of... It seemed like the entire thing was a joke.
Yeah. 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 If you were listening, you had to be thoroughly confused.
Me just totally ripping the Band-Aid of like, all right, here's the deal. It's the last week. Why? Because none of us will work here anymore.
Yeah.
People are like, excuse me?
Oh, I should have written some. Oh, well.
I feel bad because then there's been like this weird response to it. And they were like, what the hell is going on over there? I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I just am not, I'm a bad front-facing guy, I suppose.
You just didn't want it to end. You just wanted to walk out. You wanted to Irish goodbye the show, really, is what it was.
No, I didn't want to do that. I want to have a week where we talk about me. At least a show.
Well, we've got an hour where we can talk about you. What would you like to talk about specifically?
Somebody asked earlier if I could tell the story of the 2014 American League wildcard game again.
No one asked.
Somebody actually asked that.
No one asked that.
That actually was a
text
that came in.
You text the show. It's your own number. It's a burner account.
That was a real text that came in, and I will gladly explain it. So, right. Here's what happened.
Why is this happening?
Here's what happened. I'm sitting there, and I think I'm in school at the time. Like, I'm in class. And the Royals put out this tweet. I'm excited for the game. The game is tonight. And this is September 30th, 2014. I won't forget the date either. September 30th, 2014. I'm sitting in school and sitting in class. And the Royals put out this tweet. And it's like, hey, tag a friend that you want to bring the wild card game tonight. And I'm like, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna tweet. But my buddy, Colin, tweeted at the Royals and mentioned me. And after an hour or two, it's like, you won.
How did you win?
You won these. They just randomly picked.
Wow.
They randomly picked.
Like the time Trevor Bauer randomly picked me to send a shirt to?
Exactly.
Wow.
So my buddy won these tickets to the wild card game, and because he mentioned me on Twitter, he's like, well, I got to offer them to you first.
I was thinking about 10 other people, but for some reason I typed your name in.
So he's like, can you get down here for the game? I'm like, hell yeah. I forget everything else I've ever. Yes. You're asking me if I can go to the first Royals playoff game in 29 years? Yes, I'm going. So I did that, drove down there, and went to the greatest baseball game ever played. And they were down, whatever, 7-3 in the eighth. I walked around the upper concourse of Kauffman Stadium. I tried to soak it all in because I knew that I'd never be back. I was like, this is it. The Royals aren't going to the playoffs ever again in my life, and I certainly won't be there if they do. So it's like, wow, this is playoff baseball. This is really, really cool for the night. Go back, sit down, Alcides Escobar dribbles one up the middle, and the rally's on in the eighth, and they won in the 12th via Salvador Perez swat of the bat. That guy had no chance to hit at all that entire postseason. He was in such a bad place as far as his hitting was concerned, and they threw him whoever – I can't remember. Jason Hamill maybe was the pitcher or something.
I'll look up the box score.
I think it might have been Jason Hamill was pitching for Oakland, and he threw him a slider probably about 4 feet off the plate outside, and Salvi went and swung it and somehow squeezed it by Josh Donaldson diving past the third baseline, and they won. And Christian Colon scored. Christian Colon recently retired. Baseball player.
It was Jason Hamill,
future Royal, by the way. Jason Hamill.
Before that, Felix Abad.
Yeah,
came in.
Fernando Abad. Fernando Abad.
He had one pitch, one out. And previously, what had let down the A's was Dan Otero and Sean Doolittle. And really, I mean, Lester kind of melting down.
Was there a Joaquin Soria appearance in that game? Or was that pre-A's Joaquin Soria?
That was pre-A's Joaquin. So these are all the pitchers. You had John Lester, Luke Gregerson, Sean Doolittle.
Lester. Oh, man, Lester.
Dan Otero.
It was that night.
Hamill. And then for the Royals, Shields.
Ventura. Yordano Ventura.
Herrera, who is not effective, but also wasn't that bad.
Yep.
Wade Davis, who was great. Greg Holland, great.
Yep. Was there a Brandon Finnegan in that?
I was just gonna say, can you name the guy who pitched before it finished out with Frazier? And it was Brandon Finnegan.
Jason Frazier. Yeah, that was. So he ended up getting the win in that game.
Jason Frazier got the win.
Yeah, he was a deadline addition for the Royals, because they don't really do deadline additions.
Except when they traded Brandon Finnegan for Johnny Cueto.
Except for when they traded Johnny Cueto the next year. And Zobrist, I believe, was a deadline guy, too.
Can you name every Royals player that was in that game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably go through their entire lineup.
Because I think there's one you're not going to get.
All right, I can go around the horn, I suppose. Salvador Perez was the catcher.
Yep.
Eric Hosmer was the first baseman.
Yep.
The starting second baseman that day was Omar Infante.
Yep.
The shortstop was Alcides Escobar.
Yep.
The third baseman was Mike Moustakas.
Yep.
The left fielder was Alex Gordon.
Yep.
The center fielder was Nori Aoki or Alex Rios.
Nori Aoki played right field.
Yeah. Alex Rios played center.
No, he didn't.
Lorenzo Cain.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's more people who showed up in that game.
Yeah, so those are the people. Do you remember who had pinch hit? And
Gerard Dyson pinch ran
that
night, and then he did the stealing sign with his hands. That was great. Billy Butler was a designated hitter.
He was.
That night. He also stole a base off of John Lester. That was hilarious. Who are we missing? So this is pre-Alex Rios then, because they had Nori Aoki.
Yep.
What position did he?
He came in and played third base at the end of the game.
Josh Willingham
was the pinch hitter for Mike Moustakas.
He had a bloop.
But then was replaced by this journeyman defender.
Chesler Cuthbert?
No. Christian Colon, obviously.
He scored the winning run.
This player finished with a career 212 average, 38 home runs, 130 RBIs, and a 627 OPS.
Wow. I'm going to be super mad when I don't get this, but who is it?
It is Jason Nix.
Jason Nix. Yeah.
He had a 7-game career with the Royals.
He was a late addition, as well as the, I believe they added Jamie Carroll as well that year for some weird reason. Was it Jamie Carroll? No. Well, they had Jason Fraser, who was really weird. The year before that, at the deadline, they didn't know what they wanted to do, and they got Justin Maxwell, who
hit the
grand slam at the end of 13, which is one of my favorite Royals moments ever. Wow, this is great. I can't believe I'm talking about this. This is fantastic. I feel like I'm doing like a podcast or something like that. this is awesome. Yeah. So, wow, I don't think I would have got to Jason Nix ever. You didn't think I'd get Josh Willingham, though.
I didn't think you would get Josh Willingham. I knew you weren't going to get Jason Nix because there's really no reason for you to.
I don't think he hit in that game.
Yeah.
He came in and played a little bit of defense.
He had one at bat.
He did hit?
He had a strikeout, I think.
Yeah. Well, I watch that game once a year, so I should know this. During the pandemic, it was like on all the time. It was like they would just put it on. I'm like, oh, this is great. I guess we're watching the wild card game again.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, they also put on the A's Royals game where the A's extended their streak to 20. The game that was featured in Moneyball.
Yeah.
The
Hattieburg game.
The Scott Hattieburg game. Yeah. That was a good one. I always kind of root for the Royals during that, because like, and they do a great job in that movie because they get players who look like the actual, and they have the real uniforms and all. Like, it looked like it was really happening, and I was like super excited when Kit Pillow scored like in the game to make it like 10-1 or whatever it was when the A's like unbelievably came back. It's like, yes, you go, Kit Pillow. He finally got to the major leagues after spending his entire career in Omaha playing for the Omaha Royals.
Got a cup of coffee.
Yeah, sure did. Ken Harvey, I believe, was a featured player in that game. Maybe this is post Ken Harvey. No, I think they depicted Ken Harvey. They definitely depicted Jason Grimsley, who gave up the home run. That was great.
I, of course, have found a game summary here.
Yeah, please do. I'm really happy that this is how we're spending our last hour.
I have the wrong one here. This is when the A's led 11-1, and then the Royals tied it up, and then Hattieburg walked it off. We're talking about a different game.
That's the same game.
Yeah. Okay, so I can't get the full box score, unfortunately.
Is it an internet issue?
No, it's just where I chose to go. D. Brown singled to score Raul Ibanez, Joe Randa, and Brent Maine. I think it's Brent Maine.
Hell yeah.
And I think it was actually D. Brown, and I was just reading the initial. But
that's right. No, yeah. It was D. Brown, yeah.
Who would be N. Perez?
Neffy.
Do they have a Michael Tucker?
Yep.
Was Michael Tucker 2002? Yeah. Carlos Beltran had a sack fly that night.
Uh-huh.
Mike Sweeney, who I swear.
Okay, so it's post-Harvey then. It was Sweeney.
Yeah. I swear Mike Sweeney hit a billion home runs against the Cleveland then Indians.
He hit a billion home runs. He had one season where, if you look at his baseball reference page, it was like, whoa, that was it was kind of in like the height of the steroid era when all that stuff was happening, so guys were putting up just gaudy numbers. I don't know that Mike's. I don't know if Mike Sweeney.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like
he was 11th in MVP voting. He had 144
RBIs.
Yes,
144 RBIs.
He hit .333. He had 29 home runs.
I couldn't believe that was a Mike Sweeney.
His
year.
OPS was 930.
Was that 03?
That was 2000.
Oh, 2000.
He had
and everybody remembers the 03 Royals who
Nesotros Cremamos or whatever that was, the Tony Pena. His motto?
Yes. The Tony Pena team. They went 81-81 somehow, and they had no business doing so. Wow. This is a lot of fun. Xiang Ping Appreciation Club on Twitter says, going out on the ticket with Connor Happer going out on the ticket with nearly unlistenable obscure Royals talk. It's beautiful.
It's what the people want.
Zach said on the text line, Finnegan played in the College World Series that year, didn't he? Yes. I watched him pitch in Omaha in June, and then that night in September for with a playoff spot on the line, or, you know, in the playoffs, I suppose. Okay, thank you. Thank you for indulging me, even though you probably all tuned out. We'll take a quick timeout. Any last thoughts you want to get in for us, send them our way, 402-464-5685. I don't know if I'm going to get emotional. I don't know. I have some thank yous, but we'll hold that for maybe the last segment or something like that.
All right.
But we'll take a quick timeout. More up next.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.